You're listening to Power Producers Shop Talk, where we are refining and redefining the sales game by equipping you with the tools you need to differentiate yourself in the marketplace.
Well, it's like when we audit the mod with Mod Advisor and are able to give them the action items that they're going to use to lower their total cost of risk.
Tactical skills that will help you provide deliverable value to your clients and prospects.
It's going to be a great year in 2022 at Florida Risk Partners now that IPFS is in the game with their total pay strategy. We can write excess and surplus lines and completely remove the agency bill from our agency. People, if you're not using Total Pay by IPFS, you're definitely leaving money on the table.
And action items that you can provide to take your prospects and clients to the next level.
Having partners like Mineral only bolsters the fact that your clients do not care about the insurance. It's all of the value that you're able to add. And with partners like Mineral, who can help with both HR and environmental health and safety, we can't help but win.
This is Power Producers Shop Talk. Production redefined. Are you ready to feel the power?
All right. So we're going to start off this morning, and I'm going to share a little bit about the things that we're doing with AI, and specifically how I use it in my day and how I encourage my producers to use it in their day. And I think that there's going to be a lot you can walk away from with this. One of the challenges, and we did a podcast recording with Scott Angel from Leo, and he's going to be on later this afternoon. But one of the things we talked about is a lot of the time, producers don't have time to prospect because they just don't know how to manage their day. And I think a big part of that comes from the inbox, because we get so inundated with our email inboxes and get lost in there. I mean, I know I'm terrible about it, and you know, I want to make sure I respond to everybody, get through everything, but I also end up being signed up for a lot of stuff and I get a lot of spam. And so one of the things that I've done over the course of the last probably 3 or 4 months is I have started using the Superhuman app for my email. And I don't know if you're familiar with that or not. And I'm not going to purport to be an absolute expert on it. I'm still learning how to do things with it every day to make my life easier. But if you've not looked at that, this is not a sales pitch for it. I can assure you I have nothing to do with Superhuman other than I use it. It really cuts down on the garbage that comes into your inbox. You know, you can have segregated inboxes that have different topics associated with them. You can have automatic replies that are suggested to you due to artificial intelligence when you go in and you read your email. Everything is done with keyboard strokes as opposed to clicking your mouse. And I know for older guys like me, sometimes that it seems a little daunting, but I can assure you that I can get through my email in any given day using Superhuman relatively quickly. It's something where I literally only have to go in a few times a day. And I want to talk about that for a minute because I think it's something really important. And it doesn't matter if you're a producer or if you're a service person or what your role is in the agency, how you go about your day and even checking your email is really, really important. But one of the things that would help you, and I know this isn't AI, this is old school technology, it's manual, but is time blocking your calendar. You know, how you go about your calendar is a big deal. And we paid a productivity coach to come into Florida Risk Partners and train the team on how to go about their day. And it really also changed a lot about what I get done. You know, honestly, if there's a question I get from random people on the internet more than anything else, it's how in the world do you have time to do all the crap that you do? And a big bit of that has to do with the time blocking. And so what I mean by that is I'm not going to work on my email. I'm not going to take phone calls. I'm not going to do insurance work. I'm not going to do killing commercial work, all of that stuff simultaneously. It's just not going to happen because even though I do have ADHD, I have to manage that inside of what I'm going to get done during the day. And what we do when we time block is we give every hour a solid 50 minutes of focused work. I get a solid 50 minutes out of every hour. And so if I'm working on any of the stuff that I need to, that's going to be revenue bearing activities for the agency, while I may do multiple things inside of that 50 minutes on my monitors, I'm only doing those things. And so you have to intentionally set your day up for success if you're going to go that route. So I'll block the first 3 or 4 hours of my day for all insurance work for Florida Risk. And the last hour of my day will be insurance work where I've got to do something in the office. And then the time in between could be new business. It could be producer support. It could be a coaching call with somebody that's in the mastermind or killing commercial. And I'm planning for that. It's not coming up and grabbing me. It's not interrupting me in what I'm doing. But the more important thing is when you're going to work on that focused 50 minutes, you got to shut everything down. If you're going to leave your email open, minimize it and turn off the notification so it's not dinging every time it comes in. Set your phone to do not disturb. Set your cell phone to silent. And I think that's one of the hardest things for all of us to do if you're wired like I am, especially because we don't want to be unplugged. But the reality of the matter is people don't need us to answer our phone in a split second. We think that's the case, but I think that our average client is very happy if you're going to get back to them within an hour or so. Even if it's a pressing issue. Now, if it's an absolute emergency, you can have mechanisms in place for that where they reach out to somebody in the office and they can come interrupt you or whatever, but on the average day, that's just not going to happen. And if it is, we probably need to think about what class of business you're writing because you got a lot going on that's probably not profitable anyhow. But at the 10-minute mark this morning from 9 to 9:50, I would normally come in. I would get through my email probably a little bit before 9, but then my day starts blocking at 9 o'clock. And from 9 to 9:50, I'm going to get my work list that I keep in an old-fashioned way on a legal pad next to me. And I would begin doing that stuff. And then at 9:50, I'd take a break. And then I would go in, check my email, reply, which takes literally a matter of just a couple of minutes with Superhuman, if that. I would also check my voicemail on my cell, check the voicemail in the office. But I can actually do that when I'm checking my email because Lightspeed sends the recording there and I don't have to check it in another place. And then at 10 o'clock, I'm right back in my block and I'm going to do the next thing that I have planned, which may be resuming where I was, or it may be, on to the next task if I completed the other one. But I think it's really important that we talk through those things, because if you're only getting 10 minutes on the hour to get through your emails and the communications piece, you want to have some level of technology that's helping you, get through that as quickly as possible. The other thing that Superhuman has really helped me with is it helps me with putting emails in other languages. So I can go into Superhuman and, you probably know this about me, but I have virtual professionals that are located over in Pakistan. And while they speak pretty good English, their native language is Urdu. And so if I want to talk to them in their native language, I can go into Superhuman, I can type my email out, I can ask it to translate it to Urdu, and then I can communicate with them in their language, which at that point is a more precise mechanism if I'm giving instructions than me talking to them in English and them maybe not understanding all of the nuances of the English language. The same thing holds true that if they type back to me in Urdu, I can translate that and I can read it. That has really helped us with our Hispanic-based business, our Hispanic-oriented businesses, because while I do speak some level of Spanish and am working on brushing that up every day with Babbel, I don't speak it fluently enough to sit down and write. And so I think it helps if you have people from different nationalities and heritages, that if you wanted to talk to them in their own language, it does a really good job. And I've asked for feedback on that from the crew over in Pakistan, and they told me they thought I actually wrote it. So it must be pretty good. It's not the same as Google Translate. We've changed a lot. But that's one thing that we're doing that I think is a huge, huge benefit, is just we're getting even more out of that little time every hour that I'm actually checking my email. The other thing is, and I want to talk a little bit about this, or a lot for that matter. I want to talk about how we use ChatGPT specifically in the agency, because it does so many things. And I think that a lot of people just don't realize exactly how much it does, number one. But number two, I also don't think that they're necessarily using it the right way. They're using it to get out of work and making work product quicker. And while that's certainly a use case, it's not necessarily the best thing for you to do if you're involved in content marketing and some of those other things. So one of the things that I always say, and I'll start with this, is if you're going to do any kind of content marketing, if you're going to do blog posts and you want those things to rank for SEO on your website and drive traffic, number one, you don't want to use ChatGPT to do that for you. You don't want to write your blog posts as ChatGPT. As it stands today, I might change this down the road, but it all depends on how well ChatGPT is going to learn my voice and how I talk. The whole point of content marketing is your voice resonates with the person who consumes that content. So whether it's on a video or whether it's a written blog post or even a social media post, it's you writing it or the author writing it that gets that person to take action and reach out and want to learn more or engage. And if ChatGPT is the one doing that, and that's the voice that resonates with the person to take the action, they may be sorely disappointed when they realize you're not that voice and you talk completely differently than what the blog post was. So I want to walk you through a few things that we're using ChatGPT for just in the content creation side. Then I'm going to go into some of the resources that we have created for our clients using ChatGPT. Then I want to talk about how we're delivering that to our clients, both in a written and a video standpoint. And that's going to take a little bit of time. And if we get through all of that, then we'll move on to the next thing. But I want to camp here for a little bit because I think this is the best place for producers to really learn what they're going to be doing when they go out and meet with somebody. So number one, from a content creation standpoint, if you've read my book, if you follow me and have listened to me talk about it in the past, you know that I'm a huge proponent of long form content and chopping it up into small content. This webinar is a perfect example of that. I'm going to record all of this stuff all day long. And at the end of the day, we're going to upload the whole version into into our Vimeo account and make that available for you guys on the website. But in addition to that, part of what I do for the people who come on and present is we create short form content for them that they can use to market themselves out on the internet. And we do that here at FRP as well. The way that I do that is with a program called Munch. And you've probably seen it in your Facebook feed. And I'm one of these people, like, look, I'm wearing a shirt from my Facebook feed. I'm wearing a hat from my Facebook feed. Facebook has me dialed in, man. If it shows up, I'm going to get it. And Jason Cass and I actually have a standing joke because every time we see each other, we're trying to figure out how much of what we're wearing or using we bought from a Facebook ad. I'm horrible about it. I've got an ice maker that does pellet ice back in the kitchen area, the office I got last week. I mean, if it hits my feed, there's probably an 80% chance I'm going to get it. But Munch will probably show up in your feed at some point. And it's what a lot of content creators are using to take their long form content and then bust that down into short form. So if you see the stuff that I put out on TikTok or Instagram that has the transcripts at the bottom of it, we're not spending a ton of time at FRP to edit that. Now, my team at Crushing Content that does this for other agencies, they're not going to use Munch. I want them doing it the old fashioned way because for me, I can get away with quick and dirty. But if I'm going to do this for another firm, I want to make sure it's 100% on point. But what Munch does is it allows me to upload the entire hour of a webinar or a meeting or whatever else, and it puts it into its engine, and it will let me, it uses AI, and it will automatically select sound bites and clips. It'll attach the transcripts to it. It'll have my branding kit in there. So literally, all we do is we listen to that, we make sure it stops at a good point, and we're off to the next one and we save it. So for me to go in and finalize a video that I'm going to put out to social is only going to take me about a minute to 2 minutes of my time total, because there is no editing, there is no transcribing, there is no adding of graphics. It's literally AI pulling those parts out of the conversation. But the other thing it does is it gives me all of the keywords. It gives me the hashtags. It gives me the things that I need to do to put into the posts. And I'm going to be honest with you, I don't always use that stuff, because sometimes it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm laying in bed and I saved the video to my phone and I want to make sure it gets out to LinkedIn first thing in the morning. And I'm more worried about getting it out than I am having it done right. But it, if I were doing it right, I could do it from my computer and just copy and paste all of that stuff, and it's optimized. So y'all can hold me accountable for the next week, you know, starting in April. That was my goal for the month of April, is I'm only going to post Munch videos from my computer so that I can use the benefit of all of their AI that has researched the keywords, where it's going to rank, the search traffic for those topics and all the hashtags and everything. And we'll see if my posts get better reach. I'm kind of anal about some of that stuff. You know, even with Revenue Roadmap, which is the newsletter that I put out on LinkedIn, every week when I launch that, I record the number of subscribers and the number of followers that I have on my LinkedIn page, just so I can track the growth and see if that content I'm putting out is really driving more people into my ecosystem. But Munch is a huge tool. It's a huge time saver. And one of the things that we do, another way that we use that efficiently, is when we do our Zoom meetings and we record to the cloud, I just let that stuff pile up in the cloud during the day. Every single thing I'm doing is being recorded so that it can be used for content marketing, or considered to be used for content marketing down the road. When my middle son, who's kind of taking Grayson's place in real time now that Grayson's transitioning to producer, he'll come in and he empties out the Zoom account. He uploads all of that stuff into Munch, and then he just sits and creates video content all day. I've probably got 1,000 reels that are just saved in our Dropbox, and we couldn't put them all out. Even if we did 2 a year, we wouldn't get through all, I mean, 2 a day, we wouldn't get through all that content in a year. So if you're not somebody who has a lot of volume, but you want to make the most of what you have, that is the way that you can do that. And you can make it look like the trendy videos that you see out there with minimal effort. If you want to check it out, again, I have no affiliation with them financially. It's just a product that we use, but the website is getmunch.com, GETMUNCH.com. And they've got small plans, big plans. We actually have an enterprise plan, because I warned them ahead of time how much I was going to be doing with them. So I think we get like 4,000 minutes a month or something like that that they'll process. And I pay about $400 a month for it. But it's very much worth it, because $400 a month, I would pay somebody that per week at a bare minimum if it was hiring a high school kid to come in and do that at $10 an hour, which who are you going to find to work for $10 an hour anymore? So getmunch.com is a really cool resource.
Been listening to Power Producers Shop Talk. You can follow us at the Power Producers Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. And if you want to take your game to the next level, check out our commercial insurance training course at killingcommercial.com, or visit Amazon to pick up a copy of our international best-selling book, The Extra 2 Minutes.